Welcome to the premiere of Unapologetic Girl Talk
with
Ann
and Shan.
Every week we will be here sharing our ideas, outlooks on life, business, relationships, and beauty.
Unapologetically, of course.
So this first show, it's a girl's talk. So we really want our audience to interact with us, to be able to set a real girl talk foundation. So on this show, we're going to discuss all these different topics that I just mentioned, and we really want y'all to call in, really be yourself, be uncut, be real, be bold, unapologetically, of course.
Yes, please, we want you guys to interact with us. This is a no-judgment zone. You know, we're here, we're with you. Girl, let's have some talk, let's chat, let's have this tea, call in.
Right.
So, this show, we're going to basically introduce ourselves to you guys, because I know some people know us, some people don't, but we're going to go ahead and let you guys in on how we met and how we came up and decided to start this podcast.
All right. So, many of you who do know us, we met each other in ninth grade in high school and track class. And I'm just that amazing of a person that she just decided to be my friend. And that's definitely Angela talking right now.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute, y'all. That's not how it happened. It actually happened like this. I did not know anyone in A-Leaf. Like, yes,
it's the Leaf.
So I went to the school or whatever. Didn't know anyone. Had my little schedule in my hands. Sat in the cafeteria, didn't know a single soul, but guess who was there? She said something funny, I laugh, I give it a sniggle, and we've been giggling and sniggling ever since. So yeah, that's a little bit of background behind us. Like, it's really dope to still have a friendship with someone that you've met your freshman year in high school. You know, not a lot of people have that, so... this sisterhood that we have, it's great, and we're here today doing this show. Hopefully you guys will continue to tune in with us and chat. Come on in the room and chat with us.
So tonight is going to really be like an introduction show, kind of getting our feet wet, letting y'all know what you can expect from us and kind of get to know us, like who we are, our personalities, because we are both business women, both in the medical field. But we kind of play a lot.
We do.
But we also discuss a lot of really serious topics anytime they need to be said. And sometimes, you know, this is my best friend. I don't tell her stuff to make her feel good. I'm going to tell it to her how it is.
Like, cut me and put salt on it. She is, like, really uncut. And that's the type of people you want in your corner. You don't want people to just be there to tell you what you want to hear. No. Tell me the real. Because I rather the real, don't come with me just trying to puff me up, make me feel all good. Then I had a worse outfit on, and then everybody laughing at me, and you supposed to be my friend? No, tell me that is ugly and try again. I appreciate that more.
I've told her that before.
Sure did. The pink pants, I'll never forget. Take them off.
We might discuss those pink pants one day.
One day.
So, yes. So we also both ran track in high school. Good old hurdle girls.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No, hit the track and no. That was me. Hit the track and no. I wasn't doing it. Why are you asking?
But in real life, high school was
suck.
Really. High school was really some of the best years of our life, and it really gave us a foundation for a friendship that is so strong today. Even our boys are really close. You know, because they kind of just around each other, so they kind of like fake cousins.
Yeah.
you know, when your mama best friend, you got to be their kid's friend, too. Like, y'all can't not be friends. Y'all got to be friends.
Who is that? Oh, that's my cousin. Cousin. Just know that that's my cousin. That's all that you need to know. But as you can see, we both have a big personality. So this is what you're going to get. You're going to get us live at 5 all the time. You're going to get the real. You know, we're here for you. Whatever you need, relationship questions, if you need questions, have questions about business, you know, you can call in. And you can also contact us, and we'll provide that information at the end of the show, where you can actually contact us. And if you have any questions, and it could, you could have a chance to go ahead and have that question as the topic of the show.
Right.
So we will provide you with that information at the end of the session.
And we also want y'all to be like completely, totally comfortable with, you know, messaging us on our social media platforms. Not this week, but next week we plan to be able to, even during the show, for those of you who can't, like, be on the phone to call in to talk to us, you can be able to even tweet us. So that way we can, you know, read your tweet out and we can answer your tweet, even though you're still not able to visually talk to us. And, of course, there will be a recorded playback available as well.
Yes, we ain't here to play games.
Who playing?
Not I, said the cat.
Okay.
But anyway,
ain't nobody got time for that.
So I surely did. Like what? But yeah, so
each and every Thursday, this is like where y'all need to be, because we really want to touch the, you know, the surface on a lot of hot topics, a lot of issues. I see so much stuff, like, from the day-to-day, especially with everybody being at home with more time on their hands.
Mm-hmm.
Even though the world is kind of slightly opening back up, at least here in Texas, in some areas, a lot of people still got a lot of free time on their hands. They want to utilize it to the best of their abilities.
So come on.
Come
chill with us. We here, too.
It's the place to be.
It is.
We might even come up with a drink combination that you can make it yourself, because we are not alcohol sponsors at all.
Sure not. No. But we can help you out, though. The ingredients that you can purchase on your own.
Right.
So we're going to have this show every Thursday, and we're going to, you know,
9 p.m. Central Standard Time.
When you come on and call in and listen to us, make sure you have your drink ready, because we're going to toast to a great podcast every week. Just come on in here.
Right. And, you know, I kind of have this thing where I kind of rant when I ride to myself. So now I'm just going to kind of save all my rents for every Thursday. We're going to come and we're going to discuss them together, because sometimes I really feel some of the issues that really, really bother me, I can't be the only one that they bother. So I know it's at least one other person who get annoyed or aggy about the same stuff that, and maybe I be tripping sometimes.
Sometimes you do.
Sometimes I don't. But anyway, so... You know, maybe it's me tripping, or maybe this is really something that a lot of people are experiencing and are not completely happy with, but they don't feel safe enough to say nothing out loud. But I can fight, so I don't care.
She sure can. And guess what? She got 2 extra tips. Just so y'all know. No, really. We are best friends, but at the end of the day, we won't agree on everything. We have very different views on
a lot of things.
Yes, we do. So, don't get it twisted. We're not going to always agree. We might have a little, you know.
A little argument.
Back and forth. But we definitely understand each other's personality. That's a big plus. So you're going to get that sister vibe from us.
I don't really like it that much to be pushing a sister button, but I get it, you know.
But I said you, I thought all women like to eat.
You're right. She did see me. She did. Okay, I'll take it back. We're pretty close today. We'll be back in just a moment here on Unapologetic Girl Talk. Enjoy the music break.
Baby, want no smoke with me?
Okay.
Turn it small, up 800 degrees. Whole team eat, chef's cause she's a treat. Ooh, she's so bougie, on appetite.
I'm a savage, had a tooth nasty. Talk big, but my bank account match it. Hood, but I'm classy. Rich, but I'm ratchet. Haters kept my name in their mouth, not a gagging. bougie. He say the way that thing move, it's a movie. I told that boy we gotta keep it lowly, me the room key. I done bled the block and now it's hot, have a toonchi. I'm mood and I'm moody. I'm a savage. Classy, bougie, ratchet. Sassy, moody, nasty. Acting stupid, what was happening? What was happening? I'm a savage. Classy, bougie, ratchet. Sassy, moody, nasty. Hacking, stupid, what was happening?
Hips tick tock when I dance. On that demon time, she might start her OnlyFans. Big B and that B stand for bands. If you wanna see some real, baby, here's your chance. I say left cheek, right cheek, drop it low and swing. Texas up in this thing, put you up on this game. I be parking my frame, gang, 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 gang. If you don't jump to put jeans on, baby, you don't feel my pain. Please don't give me hype. Write my name in ice. Can't argue with these lazy basics, I just raise my price. I'm a boss, I'm a leader. I pull up in my two-seater. And my mama was a savage. Shook up, got this here from Tina. I'm a savage, yeah.
Classy, bougie, ratchet. Sassy, moody, nasty. Acting stupid, what's happening? What's happening? I'm a savage, yeah. Classy, bougie, ratchet. Sassy, moody, nasty. Acting stupid, what's happening? With the knees, he be like, damn, how that thing moving in his jeans. Ay, even D4L couldn't do it like me, like me.
Since you're going first, I just
welcome back, guys, to Unapologetic Girl Talk
with Angela
and Shan. Once again, like we said before, this is the premiere show, so I'm gonna go ahead and let you guys know a little bit about myself.
Who's yourself?
Shan, El Sonier, Shanmatic, G Nerd, whatever you want to call it. That's me. I have a lot of names, so probably a lot of personalities. You know, I get that little cray cray every now and again, but that's okay. I'm not really crazy. I'm a really sweet person, don't you think?
Yes, she is.
You know, I have a big heart. Try to help out when I can, give back to the community, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and you know what? We're both business women. We said that. I'm messing up, but it's cool. We're both business women.
Women,
not with an S. We're not women's business.
Women,
but like we said, we both have our own businesses. I am a makeup artist.
Yes, she is.
So is, and I am a certified lash tech. So you know, when my boobs come around and she needs something done, we get it done over here. It's always good to have somebody in your circle who's good at wearing, doing makeup, doing lashes, doing hair, you know, that's a plus. And also, another thing about me is I've been told that I'm very funny. I don't think I'm funny. I think people think that I am because I'm country. You know, the way that I talk, I get people asking me where I'm from. Well, I am from Louisiana. I don't have that country accent, but you will hear that accent if I'm getting upset. You know what I mean? So I think that goes with everybody. When they get upset, their voice kind of changes.
I know mine does. It gets really loud and irritating.
No, I wouldn't say irritating. I think you get a little countryer than normal. Like,
she keep a country joke, yeah.
Yeah, like, what is it? Backwood country? That's her.
I'm not necessarily backwood country, but, you know, I'm pretty southern.
You are. We are. So if you ain't never dated a southern woman, you sleep. Like, today it's time for you to wake up. Today, years old, you learned that if you haven't dated a southern woman, you're sleeping. And so, back to, since we're talking about dating, am I single?
Are you?
Am I mingling?
Are you?
Am I twingling? I don't know. I just made that up.
I was sure about that. I was twingling. That sounds interesting.
I was gonna be like, guys, that is. Oh really? What? Anyway, so yes, I do make up words from time to time, but that's okay. Everybody does that. My like I said, back to really the business. So we have been friends for so long. We've also modeled together, guys. Can you believe it? We both were models.
No relation.
But you know what? She was so great. She's great, 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 a great model. Like, I think she, you know, she should step in front of the camera again, not for modeling purposes.
I think that I should not. I think I should stay right here behind the microphone, because if y'all could see me right now, my hair is not combed. My outfit does not match. I'm looking real quarantine-ish right now.
That's fine. Whatever. But, so, my business, I've been in business for about 3 years now. Everything is coming into play. I have a lot of things that's going to be happening this year for the remainder of the year. So you guys, you know, we'll discuss that at a later date. So tune in so you can know the hot topics that we have coming up for you guys.
Okay, so this is Angela. For those of you who think that me and Shan might sound the same or whatever, I actually have a couple different voices. So you might get, you know, this one, or maybe you're going to get this one, and the this just get a little deeper, but it's the same person, it's just Angela. So, you know, just to kind of begin, my name is Angela. I did use to model for maybe, you know, 10 plus years, as well as do brand ambassador work for a lot of Fortune 500 companies, just so you know that part as well. So I am the owner of Closet Karma, which has been around for 5 years, almost 6 years. Amen. Okay. I'm also a nurse, and I'm your grandpa's favorite nurse,
Nurse Angie.
So, yes, and I'm also in school, continuously working on my education, because you can never be too smart or whatever.
Come on, we both of us, both of us in school.
Right. So there are some questions that I can answer just to kind of give you a brief little about me. I am originally from Austin. That's where I was born and raised up until I went into middle school, and then I moved to Houston. And now I am outside of Houston in a really small town where it's nice and safe and corona free. And that's all you need to know about that.
Coronavirus!
But no, really. So, yes, that is that. I plan to move back to Houston soon.
Please hurry.
I'm not in any rush, to be completely and honest. Am I dating? Am I in a relationship?
With me.
I don't have to get my head knocked off in somewhere. I'll say that. But right now I'm really just not in a relationship. So,
are you sure?
I'm positive. No, I'm just kidding, guys.
But she's a sweetheart. You
love don't cost a thing.
She sure don't. So my friend, did you hear about her business, Closet Karma? Did you hear? She has Closet Karma.
Yes. And that is Closet with a K. But it is an online women's clothing store. We sell shoes, clothes, and accessories. We got a lot of new things coming, so just stay tuned for our lookbooks. A lot of people have already signed up for our subscriptions, our email subscriptions, but if not, you can always do so, and that's Closet with a K, Karma with a K-H, .com.
There you go. She has Closet Karma. I have Dream by El Sonia. Yes, I do. So you need that makeup done, come get that makeup done. You have a good night out with your man, with your girlfriend, whatever it is. We got what you need over here.
I'm not really sure I got all of what you need. I'm on the fence about how she responded to
Wait
that
a minute.
Part right there.
Don't listen to her. Don't listen to her. She got all the answers. She's a go-to.
Oh, okay. Moving right along. What we're going to say is, let's talk about some of my hobbies. They are reading at this point because I have to do a lot of that.
She does.
I do work out a lot and
music.
You
oh
can
my God.
Say, like, my working out has to do with health, but it's also like a stress relief for me too. So, it's a mental health. Because sometimes you just really need to clear your head. Being a nurse gets to the point where I'm extremely stressed out. Sometimes, like, I don't like to take work home, but there's some things that, hit home harder than others. So that's just one thing that I kind of have to do to kind of clear my head, clear my space, and be able to pour from a full cup.
And I want to say thank you. Because we know that you're out here working every day with everything is going on. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
For taking care of these, the people.
You're welcome.
The people need you.
And that's because I got good PPE. So shout out to the job. Okay.
So, right, we would like you guys to call in and let us know how you're dealing with everything right now. But, it's a lot going on. So call in and let us know how you're dealing with the stress
of being quarantined at home. I know a lot of people have kids, so you're quarantined. You have to be the mama and the teacher and the employee at your own job, that you're working. And I don't even think people are considering that some people are still very essential. Some people still have a day-to-day life that they're used to, like having to live and be those sole providers for their families. So, how is all of the quarantine and being at home not able to get that moment away affecting you? You can call in at 347-202-0389.
And guys, I know that it's hard during this time. Some things that I do, I like to listen to music. I like to listen to music and zone out a little bit.
Yeah.
Because little do you know that music really helps a lot of people. I mean, for anxiety, meditation, whatever, you can all find that through music. And another thing that I try to do is I like neo soul music a lot. A lot of R&B. It depends on my mood for the day. I like neo soul music. I like Music Soul Child. I like Megan Thee Stallion, the Hot Girl Summer, all that. Janae. Oh, I love her album. What's the baby? It's a lot of them. I like the baby.
You got good baby, little
and
baby.
I like little baby.
Big baby.
So I like them. So I like to set when I'm listening to my neo soul, I'll set the vibe with the candles. And it sets the vibe. I'll start off with my little neo soul. I get my glass of wine. Or sometimes, if I'm feeling a little
confused.
Yeah. I fix myself a drink.
And drink it? So we have a caller. I'm just over here teasing LaShanta.
I'm sorry. I don't know who that is. I know who Shan is.
I'm sorry about Shan. Here's our caller. Who we have on the line?
What's up? What's up, y'all? This is your boy, Steady J, in the building. How y'all doing? Or is it what
we're
doing?
How are you?
Doing?
How are you?
I'm doing great, you know. I wanted to definitely take the time out to say congratulations on the premiere of Unapologetic Girl Talk.
Well, thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
I wanted to say some words to y'all, and I had some questions for y'all.
Okay.
That's just what I do. I love to ask people questions. All right, so the first thing I want to say, one, is I've known you both for quite a while. As a matter of fact, if people have seen on some of my lives that I'm not doing the simulcast of the show, I actually have a classic poster of Angela behind me. That's me putting some sauce on people so that they know. She was dripping some sauce when she was modeling, so that y'all don't forget that out there.
That's one of my favorite photos as well.
Yes. It's one of my favorite posters. It was like one of my first posters I got. So I always put it in, especially because you took the time out to actually autograph it. So appreciate you for that. But yeah, like it's like for those who don't know, because I don't remember you bringing this up, but this ain't the first go around Angela doing radio.
Yeah, it's not.
What I would say is you actually are. Well, what I like about this now is you're actually are more so taking the reins more. So it's great to see the growth from then to now. I love seeing it. I'm excited to continue to see y'all grow.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And I'm definitely, you know, congratulations on Closet Karma. Because, you know, like you said, you've been working. And I'm going to put some tea out there because, you know, it's Unapologetic Girl Talk. So definitely going to have some tea. Before some of y'all, you know, she being humble, but I'm going to toot her horn for her. Before some of y'all weren't even thinking about doing a boutique, Angela was already on that way. But you didn't hear that from me. You didn't hear that from me, but I'm just telling it like it is. And that's me saying the sober.
And that's what we want.
Tell
them like it is. That's what we want. Yes, everybody.
Tell them like it is.
And if I feel like you're going to say, you fake. You ain't say that. You ain't tell them that, girl.
I just want people to realize that, like, you ain't no, hey, I just showed up yesterday boutique type of person. Your stuff's been, like you said, you've been doing it for 5 years. And if you've been doing it for 5 years, obviously you know what the hell you're doing. And, you know, you actually put quality into what you're doing. So I wanted to definitely big you up on that. And big you up on everything you're doing, including being an essential worker. We appreciate you for being an essential worker out here in these streets.
We both are. She's just
right.
You know,
I was going to address her.
I was going to address her separately. They do us bad though. Like I want some free coffee from Starbucks. I ain't a nurse, but you know I'm in that field. Give me my coffee. You can have one of mine, friend.
Hey, my sister finance, and she still got her some free coffee. You better find out how to milk that system.
No, it's all good, though. We really appreciate you, though. That's dope for you to, shout us up like out like that.
And then I want to say something to Shan for those, you know, because that's what I'm doing. I'm spilling tea today.
Oh, God, what are you going to say about me?
So, for those who don't know, how I first met Shan, a.k.a.
Don't
do it.
You can. Go ahead.
All right. Celebrity
it's Thursday,
chick.
So we can throw it back a little bit.
Let me throw it back, you know, flip it back and reverse it, you know. You know, shout out to, you know, I knew her as celebrity chick. I ain't gonna lie, like when Shan got, when you saw some heat from Shan, it was must-see Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, before there was Snapchat, but yeah, you knew, you was like, yeah, she putting out that good work, and
you have to put that work in.
Yeah, and I'm glad to see you growing too, doing the makeup, because, you know, a lot of people don't want to. A lot of people want to sit out there and say, "Oh, when they go to these photo shoots, oh, I like to be natural." But I mean, that's great,
yeah.
And all. But if you want to enhance, as everyone coming to me say the word "enhance" your look, you need to get some makeup done and stop screwing around.
Please, if you know you can't, don't go in like that. But that's another topic, you know,
for another day, honey.
For another day. You said you had some. You said you had questions for us.
I did have a question for y'all. Okay. Why, I'm not sure if you said, I listened to the show so far, and I don't know if you just said this. Why now? Why was important? Why did you feel now was time to do your show?
I feel like right now is the perfect time for us to do our show, because this is something that we have literally been talking about for at least the past 5 to 6 years. That we never really, you know, kind of took that leap, took that jump of faith to actually get out there and talk with our peers and, you know, let's let people hear our opinions, hear other people's opinions. And at this point, I just feel like it was kind of, having an open platform for people to just discuss stuff openly that we don't realize is are bothering more than just us.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
Yes. We need outside opinions, because we have these deep, conversations with one another, and we're like, man, that'd be dope if we can get some other people's input about it.
Right.
So,
and that's an odd topic.
Exactly. This is the perfect time and the perfect place to do it.
Perfect space.
So, for that question, I think that now is the time. Like, it's no time for waiting.
Or never. Okay.
Like, just go. Just do it. Because if you wait, it'll never happen. So just go step out on faith and do it. And whatever happens, happens. But you have to have an open mind. And it's not a bad thing if somebody tells you no, or it doesn't go as expected. You try. And that's the thing that matters.
Right. And you can't try to make everybody happy, because everybody's not going to like you. And guess what? I don't like everybody. So
there you go.
Well, again, I'm proud of y'all. I'm glad to watch y'all, you know, take that leap of faith. Because like you said, that's what it is, man. A lot of people, they go through life never taking leaps of faith, and then they live a life of shoulda, coulda, wouldas. And I don't know about everybody else, but that ain't the way I like to live life. I like to say I did it, and hell, just that's how you got to take risks. So I'm proud of y'all. Y'all dope as hell for doing it. And you know, you want feedback as far as I think with the show thus far. I think y'all doing a pretty good job, man. Like, 4 hours.
We're only
going to
get better.
And I will give you the best word of advice I can give you, which is don't try. Like, a lot of these shows out there, they try too hard to be this show or that show. Like, just continue to be yourselves. People like genuine conversation, and that's the way it's going to work. The fact that y'all just have a genuine conversation, that's when you can tell like it's flowing well. So keep doing that, and y'all going to continue to be dope.
Thank you so much.
Oh, we plan to keep it real and trill in the hood. No.
I'm sorry. I don't know why y'all, but I want to be a rapper so bad today. I've been freestyling and everything.
She has failed.
All right, keep on playing. Keep on playing. There'll be an instrumental on this goddamn switchboard. Keep on playing.
Epic fail.
Well, that would be your own people.
But we really appreciate you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We'll be back in a moment here on Unapologetic Girl Talk.
Where you from? It's who you are.
Think it's a game.
So no matter where you go, you gotta represent your hood.
toes on the beat. Everywhere
I go, I'm around my shit. Everywhere I go, I'm around my shit. Real, real, yeah, you can test my shit. Everywhere I go, I'm around my shit. I ain't never back down the ramp, no.
Yeah, I get a lot of love, but I get a lot of hate. Real niggas don't like it when they see you getting cake. Real niggas, they love it when they see that nigga on. They said they be hating, trying to tap a phone. But my tunes, trapping, they ain't moving no snow. They ain't paid up front, I ain't doing that show. Told a nigga, man, I got a brick for an eight. I told that nigga, wait, it depends which state. My pops in Ohio, he said way cheaper down here. But we don't trust none of these people down here. And everywhere I go, I'ma rub my shit. Real nigga, yeah, don't test my shit.
Everywhere I go, I'ma rub my shit. Everywhere I go, I'ma rub my shit. Real, real, yeah, you can test my shit. Everywhere I go, I ain't never back down the ramp, no.
Nobody, nobody. One, two,
I ain't never back down the ramp, no.
Luciano, FBBZ Luciano, I'm the man. I done got jump, but I ain't never ran. Get to the money, know the jacket's coming for me. Keep it on me, try me, I'ma pop him like a Zan. I don't f*** the lanes or haters, fame. Keep it player with DB, what gang? He don't want these problems, make me come out of retirement. Grip my I'm just a product of my environment. 80s logo rap, that's why I got the balls. Everybody throw they dub up at my shows. MCBZ, I bust a hater head behind my bro. DJ Joe, let him know. Showing now, I let him get your drugs.
Everywhere I go, I'ma rap my shit. Real, real, yeah, you can test my shit. Everywhere I go, I'ma rap my shit.
Welcome back to Unapologetic Girl Talk. It is Angela
and Shan.
Okay, so we're just going to come back with something that's kind of been on my mind throughout this whole quarantine, because I think we've been on quarantine for like 6 weeks now, maybe almost 2 months. But I can't keep track because I still got to get up and be essential. But anyway, so the question is sex allowed during the quarantine?
Is it allowed, y'all? Are y'all getting it on during this
Coronavirus!
Especially if you're not in a relationship, so you kind of got to risk your safety two times just to get a little fix.
A little fix. So are you willing to risk that for a little bit of it?
I don't know. Let us know, Shan. How do you feel?
Ooh, I think I went to sleep. I'm woke now, though.
Do you do it with the mask on?
I don't think they said that we had to do that on the news. I don't think they told us we had to wear
a mask. I don't think they specified fornication on the news.
I ain't wearing no mask. I could barely breathe in them. I wear glasses. They fog up. It's hard out here for people who wear glasses and need masks.
Like, you really do have a point. You should probably get a contact description at this time.
I do, but my allergies are so bad. You know pollen is bad. Are you?
That is true.
Come on, we gotta
You gotta choose your battles, man.
So I'm assuming that you choose and know that during the quarantine you have been abstaining from sexual
intercourse. No. Okay. One day we gonna say yes.
Hopefully so.
Okay. What about you though? What you doing?
I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord.
Did you get you some during this quarantine?
Some of what? Some coronavirus? No, I did not contract any coronavirus.
No.
While I was there.
What are you talking about that?
I've been at work. I work 12-hour shifts. And then once I get off the 12-hour shifts, I go home and I get on Zoom.
So,
and I Zoom in class. So I'm all Zoomed out. And then I lay down for 4 hours and get up and go back to work.
You tell me everything you're doing, but you're not giving me a yes or no answer.
Why does everything in your life need to be so specific? See, that right there is why they be saying that black women always got an attitude, because you always want something direct that you can't handle.
Hello? Why you got to do that with your hand, though,
because
y'all?
I want you to understand really where I'm coming from. You really tripping right
so
now.
That mean, you know?
That means I be busy at work.
So that means that means no, guys. That means no.
I plead the fifth.
Okay. That's fine. I'll take that.
Did you get some? Because I don't really think you answered my question while you just integrated me like that.
I got me a drink.
Of what?
Please
don't make me say it out loud.
Watch your mouth.
Yeah, don't get it, because you know that drink was not about to be it.
What you talking about?
See, and this is another thing, guys. So, back to back.
Wait.
We friends. We've been friends a long time. You see how she just tried to act like she don't know what I might have said? She know exactly what I would have said.
Man, look, my drink, okay? I like my drinks tall, dark, and handsome.
Mm-hmm. That don't sound like chocolate milk to me.
You know, I don't like milk like that. I've never been a fan of milk.
See, on protein?
No. Just give them, something tall, like a back, a nice back. That back, do something. Like your back, just like, y'all can't see me, but, I want to get real hard.
I want to get real hard,
but it's something about a back, man, ain't it? What you like? What you like in a man?
I got a headache.
No, I'm asking you a question.
What you like? You know, I don't like questions like this. Let me tell you why.
Okay.
I don't like questions like this because I be feeling like when I say what I like about me and then be faking to be that so that I can like them.
I get
and
that.
And then it take me a whole evening of you waste my time to figure out that you just said what you thought I wanted to hear.
Okay, I'll take that. But right now, really and truly, I don't think that having sex during quarantine if you're single
is a good idea.
It's a good idea.
Honestly, like, I really think it's something that you should just kind of not do. I really am strong on stay at home. Like, if it's not something that you desperately have to have that can't be delivered or that you just need right now in this very moment, like, just stay at home. Nothing is, serious enough to risk your life. I'm assuming that, your kids and your loved ones are already at home. You don't have to go anywhere other than, to the store to get your groceries, which, I think it's always best to designate one person who leaves the house, make sure everything is sanitized when it comes back, and everything is put up. And also, please don't be wearing them gloves in the store, because that makes me so mad, because y'all don't be switching them.
Yeah.
You need to switch them gloves every time you touch something.
Cross-contamination. Guys, this virus is real. If you're not comfortable, everything is supposed to be opening back up. If you're not comfortable, stay at home.
Right.
Stay at home. No one is forcing you to come out. We understand people have to work. That's cool. But make sure you protect yourself, because you're risking other people.
Right.
For safety.
Right.
So just take that into consideration. If you everybody has their theories, but you can have your theory, but still put that mask on. Don't come too close to me.
And wash your hands.
Please,
even when this is over, I want you to wash your hands. And I can definitely tell right now that this is going on. The people who are not used to washing their hands,
they learned something,
because they always be like, "Oh, gotta go back." Like, you're nasty.
Please, it seems to have a birthday song.
Okay.
Whatever you have to do, just don't put your hands on the water and leave. No, lather them up really well.
Use soap, the good kind.
The good kind. So, question number two. What is girl code? What is a girl code?
Oh, let me go. Okay. This is like my number one. This is Angela, just so y'all know. So my one little girl code is if I cried behind them, you can't sleep with them, you can't date them, you can't nothing. So if a shoe was shed behind whoever this man is, he off limits.
Don't do it to yourself.
Whether I like him anymore or not, he off limits.
And you know what? I'm glad that you said that because some people don't understand. They don't understand. They have like no girl code whatsoever.
And it's kind of nasty.
It's very disgusting. You know, you be wanting to slap the skin off their face, but you don't do it. You let them make it.
Right. And especially like I feel like if it's somebody who's truly my friend, that means I didn't probably came to you, you know, in a moment.
And
where,
cry on your shoulder about this.
And
then
you
turn around and do this.
Now I got to shank you.
Not the shank. Bring up the shank.
I got to shank you. And I don't even eat pork chops no more.
Oh, Lord. The joke. No, don't start with those. No, but, like, honestly, I don't get that. Like, if you allegedly call yourself, allegedly call yourself a friend, friends don't do that type of stuff.
Right.
That is definitely not, that's hope. You're being a hope.
Now, look, I will also say this, because I have friends who had eventful past. Houston is smaller than you think.
It is very small.
So just in case it was somebody that you might have seen her creep with a time or two who we don't even communicate about, hey, and for me, have at it. You can have them.
I can tell you one thing, though. I'm very loyal. Ain't I, friend? Like, I don't do
she
this type of stuff.
She is a really good friend.
Like, I am here for Bae. She's here for me.
She's getting on my nerves.
Hey, vice versa. But we understand each other's attitude. Don't look at me like that. We understand each other's attitude. That's why we vibe so well.
She don't be understanding my attitude, y'all, because I almost dipped at least twice the past 2 weeks.
No,
but
guess what? Sometimes I just mess with her just to see what she's going to do, and she always falls into the trap. I tell her later on, but, you know, it's just something that I do to annoy her.
You think that's cute?
Sometimes. So, I have something that I wanted to discuss. So I know a lot of people have been discussing Lori Harvey. That's the name, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people, you know, they're like, oh, she goes around from men to men. Like, is that okay? Do you think that's okay?
Honestly, Lori is young, and sometimes you really just need to kind of live your life. And I don't think just because she's seen with multiple men that she's, you know, intimately involved with all of these men just because you see them with them. And honestly, women have this really bad habit of once they start dating somebody and they find, like, a interest in them, they feel like they got to shut every other man off in their world at that time. And then the man is still out here not monogamously dating. So then she in a relationship by herself, and then we call crazy. But then when we turn around and we are, you know, dating to see, you know, who we really like and who we really want to be around or who we possibly really want to share an intimate relationship, we get called a hoe. And it'd be like a picture. Like, you ain't even catch me doing nothing.
A picture with another dude last week.
Or just because he bought her something, y'all just assume
but
they doing something.
But did you know that she's dating Future, though?
I mean, who don't know?
How do you feel about that? I just say you never know. You never know. Let them people live. You never know.
Yeah, I'll really be liking to comment on people's relationships. But let me also say this. I've given, like, a relationship advice, and I make comments on a relationship, but I'm not in a relationship.
Correct.
And you know what they be saying. People who not in a relationship, they don't be knowing what they talk about.
That's
so
not true.
Don't take none of this to the bank. Do not get knocked upside your head on the account. Speak in my mind. Okay.
Let us speak our mind. Everybody has an opinion. You don't have to like it. You don't have to agree with it.
Right.
But we still going to tell you how we feel.
That's your house. You know how things go there. Don't let the outside come inside and mess up the inside.
This is the unapologetic girl talk. So we're going to talk ours.
We're not judging nobody. Like, It's open floor.
Let me make that, let me clarify that. So we're not, just because we comment on something that you ask us or that you tell us, it's not necessarily that we're judging you, but we're responding to the content that you provided.
Exactly.
So I don't want anybody to ever take offense when they call in and I speak my true feelings on a topic. And hey, if you feel like you might be dumb behind somebody, it's okay, sis, because I have been dumb before myself. And one day I'm going to share some of my dumb stories because they're really good ones on the cool. Like,
ooh, I can't wait.
I was real stupid.
Please. I think everybody has had that moment in their lives where they felt like, oh my God, I look back at this. Why was I doing it? Why did you let me do that? Don't. Come on, she's with these epic fails today. We don't need that right now.
Oh,
we don't need them. But like that, she's dating guys. Like, let her date. She does not have to just be with one person.
Right.
Like, she's dating.
I think
she's
healthy.
She can do what she wants to do.
And then
her
she doesn't become clingy.
She can do what she wants to do with her life. So. Okay, guys, so we're going to take a quick break. Just come back, and we'll be here ready to chat some more.
How about the vein? Catch the main. Yeah. Put on the main. How about the vein? Cash on the main. Yeah. Put on the main. How about the vein? Catch the main. Yeah. Put on the main. How about the vein? Cash on the main.
Keeping it G and discreet 10 toes B. Off of the porch, keeping it motherfucking heater on me. Swimming repeat in my soul, I was the heart of the street. Digging my pants, pulling a band, bitch, I'm BG. Nigga high over different strands, pilots fly every time, get a stamp. Horse ride on my side of my lap, better know the sign, I ain't fucking Zodiac. Nigga fly, I'm maneuver through the jam, pull up, I'm defined, red, black, white, band. Thinking 59, I ain't lying, I rap the rap, man. I'm still a geek in the street, red bottom six, crooked attitude, pretty dick dog, she can eat. I don't compete, I go buy me a sweet when you fucking with free. Black card, blink card, ain't no bug for my feet. I'm a G.
Put on the main. How about the vein? Cash of the main. Yeah. Put on the main. How about the vein? Cash on the main. Yeah. Put on the main. How about the vein? Cash of the main. Yeah. Put on the main. How about the vein? Cash on the main. Yeah.
Everything name what it seems. These niggas kill your dreams. Family be jealous. Don't want you with a thing. Full of envy, that's your full sad pedigree. Crabs in a bear, what they describe, that's your tendency. And I can feel the hate that's in your face. I look into your eyes, and I can see you wanna eat my place. But that shit dead, it ain't gon' live the day. You ain't gon' walk away, try to bitch, like you fucking say. Drop a 10, that decision made. It ain't no calling bait, it ain't no taking aid, mama say. Bail money when it's time to play. You looking different when I sit behind 10. Look at that motherfucking prey.
Put on the maid. How about the vein? Cash on the main. Yeah. Put on the main. How about the vein? Cash on the main. Yeah. Put on the main. How about the vein? Cash on the main. Yeah. Put on the main. How about the vein? Cash on the main. Yeah.
DM or something? Mm-hmm. How does it work? How do you reach out?
Welcome back to Unapologetic Girl Talk with
Angela
and Shan. So, guys, today, I would say today was a success, don't you think?
I will have to say and agree as well.
And you guys just don't understand how grateful we are for you.
My heart is filled.
Tuning in for us today, and we can't wait, absolutely cannot wait to have
have our next show next Thursday at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. So we'll be back here every Thursday. And I also want to remind people, if you missed any part of the show, you can listen to it on iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Okay. You know, you can contact us, let us know what you think about the show. Like, share, comment. You can DM us, email us. We will definitely enjoy reading your feedback, getting those emails, and just letting people know about us and what we have going on. So we can go ahead and start by letting you guys know our social media platform. So our email is unapologeticgirltalk1@gmail.com, and that's all together.
All one word.
And you can email us questions if you have any questions. You know, that could possibly give you a chance to have your question for the next show topic. So go ahead and email us. We'll take that, you know. Might be that one lucky person that can call in and discuss the topic with us
in a live interview, because we really do want to share this platform with other women so that we can have that genuine girl talk vibe when y'all call in and listen to this show.
And also, if you have a business and you're seeking promotions, you can go ahead and contact us about that as well, because you can email us again at unapologeticgirltalk1@gmail.com. All one word, okay? You can also contact us on Instagram. That's unapologetic_girltalk. unapologetic_girltalk. And that's on Instagram. Our Twitter name is unapologeticgi2, okay? So once you go on there, you'll see our picture, Angela and Shane, of course, and you'll see our name listed below as well. So either one of those ways you can contact us, we'll be waiting for your email, your DM, your message, or whatever. We're here. We're ready to listen and we're ready to chat.
Yeah, like, you know, and you don't even have to talk about a specific thing. Like, if you just want to talk and it's nothing, like, extremely serious or nothing that you feel like you want aired out or addressed on the air, hey, I'm always down for a girl talk. It might be 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning when I respond, just because I'm awake, because I'm at work.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I really do still want to talk to you. I don't have a problem with being an ear for somebody who genuinely just needs somebody to listen. So you can always reach us in those matters as well. And it will still be through a social platform. You will not have my personal number, because people
will
be crazy.
You will not. But yeah, because some people don't have people they can go to and talk about stuff. You know what I mean? So let's take that time. You can contact us. If you don't have any friends, you know what I mean? You're just like a loner. I know sometimes you're lonely and maybe you have anxiety and you don't have anybody to go to. You can hit us up or you can write in your journal, but we prefer you to hit us up. So thank you once again for tuning in, and we will keep you guys informed about what's going on next week's show. So make sure that you contact us and view our social media platforms like we discussed, so you can keep in contact with us to know what's going on next.
Right. And I just really want everybody to understand that this is a platform for you to communicate back and forth with us. I want this to be like a genuine girl talk conversation. I really love sitting down with my girls and just kind of talk about any and everything. And sometimes I'll be going extremely hard, but do understand that it's all in love and just being there for one another through whatever we go through. So again, make sure y'all check us out next week, each and every Thursday at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Share, like, comment, and tell us what you like about the show.
Or what you hate. I'm gonna be mad, but I ain't gonna tell you.
We'll take constructive criticism as well.
Right.
But we're here. So thank you. And make sure that you tune in with us next week, next Thursday, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Thank you.
Yeah.
We out, y'all.